Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly. Merry Christmas, baby. Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that song is so, I mean, it's just apropos. I'm going to play it the rest of the month, I think, here on Showbiz Weekly.
Well, this is the month to play it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, I'm a firm believer, love Christmas music in December.
Not the day after Thanksgiving.
Just in December. But yes, this will get heavy rotation.
If you're just joining us, Danny Hoos, Minneapolis jazz function artist. He's got so many titles, I don't know which one to give him today, but we'll call him Good Friend of Showbiz Weekly right now, and he's got this Christmas song out, Merry Christmas Baby, you just heard. fantastic production on it. We talked about that in the last segment, all the people working on it. So Danny, the Christmas album 2018?
Yes, you guys are going to be executive producers on it, and that means that you guys have to pay for it, unfortunately, but hey, you know what? It's a great investment opportunity.
Touche, my friend, touche.
I was really happy at the beginning of that statement, and then partway through, I was like, man.
And then the dollars. Well, but you do have a new album that you're working on for 2018, right?
I am, yep. We are in the midst of it. We have two songs finished. And we are going to be releasing the first single January 8th of this coming year. So just in a few weeks, actually.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't believe January in a few weeks. It's just so weird to say. But it's true. It's so true. We have to have you back when that happens because I love the sound. I love what you do. And I wish that everyone could go online while you're listening to this, open up another window, and take a look at Danny. Because this man, he dresses to perform. When he
I love Taylor said this glaring at me like maybe it's just my insecurity, bro, but you looked at me like I need to up my game. No. Then I'm like, man, Taylor, come on. He slid a piece of paper and a pen to me when he said that. Audience can't see that, but it happened.
I have to. You guys have to take a look at Dan. I mean, the man is the man. Happy holidays. Yes. You know, it's so amazing to see the guy come on stage and then you go, are those pink shoes, really? But only you could get away with that, Danny. I mean, it's so awesome to see you.
I love fashion. That's another sort of passion of mine. And, you know, to be honest with you, being from the Midwest, it's sort of hard to be a fashionista, right? Because we're all about flannel and big coats. And
unless you were the purple one, and then you got away with it.
Yes.
I was gonna say, preach, brother, preach.
That's why it's cool. If you think about Prince, and you know, he was obviously known for his music, but also he was very well known for his fashion sense.
Absolutely.
And I think being an artist, that just adds to your brand and to who you are. And I, the fact that we're talking about it right now is it's not the driving reason why I do it, but it's another element to my artistry. And to be honest with you, I just love it. I think it's fun. I actually really do like the color pink. It's not a very common color for, you know, men to wear. And I think it helps me set myself apart. And I do love the fact that being a musician, you could pretty much get away with wearing anything because you're a musician.
Or and not. You don't have to wear anything at all.
That's a whole different show.
Prince wore chaps with holes in the butt on the Grammys.
Yeah. So, usually chaps don't have butts covered.
That's true. Well, that is very true, yeah. But I don't even think they were chaps. I basically think they were just like pants in there. Yeah.
I remember that, seeing that, and then George Michael came out right after it and said, I thought I'd like my ass.
That's a moment in the show. If you drop your instrument and you bend over to pick it up, the audience is like, oh, I guess we get the encore right now.
Oh, okay. You guys have to go online and see this clip if it's available, because something happens on that stage between Prince and another musician that you have to see, but I'm not going to say what it is. Anyway, you need to check out Danny.
You're such a tease, man.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but go to Danny, KUSZ.com, where you can check out Merry Christmas Baby. Listen to it for yourself. You can also check out all his other music that's available. Anything else you want to add to your appearance here with us, Danny?
I don't think so. I just wait for the new album and the new single to drop this January. We're actually going to be doing a music video for the new song as well. So there's a lot of really exciting things happening.
Okay.
We have an incredible tour that we're setting up for my CD release. There's nine major cities already on there, and we're continuing to add more. So next May and June, I will basically be on the road for 2 months performing in a bunch of different cities. So,
well, we hope you get the chance to come to Michigan at some point. And I look forward to that video because I know it's going to be full of pink and not
you
the artist.
You know it. How did you guess?
Danny Kuss, thank you so much for joining us here. Happy holidays to you, your lovely wife and family. And I look forward to talking to you in 2018.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I really do. Thank you.
Definitely.
We'll be back.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.